Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm Rosalie.
I'm Steph.
And you're listening to From Venus.
Rosalie, what is the show?
What is the show, you may ask? Good question, Stephanie. This show is by female artists, for female artists, about female artists, for everybody. It's pretty much about the women in music, how phenomenal they are. We're going to give them a lot of credit today. It's all female, all day, I guess.
So basically, this is our first show, and what we're going to be doing is talking about the songs that are playing and the history behind them.
Exactly.
So we'll get right into it.
Who's up first, girl?
Our first song that we have today is You Keep Me Hanging On by The Supremes. They're a Motown group, which was a record label that played a very important role in the racial integration of pop music. It was written in 1966 and became number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Holland Dozier Holland actually was attempting to write a rock song, which doesn't sound much like rock went on to be in the 60s, but it was what his attempt was. And the song is about getting out of a doomed relationship or somebody keeping you on their hook while they move on, like the kind of person that still makes you feel like you have a chance when they know you don't. And it sounds a lot more like a disco song than a rock song.
No, it's super good. I was actually reading this morning that in the 60s, they were the only ones that ever really were neck and neck with the Beatles success-wise. So that's really, really big.
Yeah.
Obviously for a girl group in that time period, especially.
You can definitely hear the disco influences in it too. And you can definitely tell why Diana Ross thrived in the disco era when you hear her on this.
Thrived.
Song. She thrived.
Right, let's do it.
Once again, that was You Keep Me Hanging On by The Supremes. The next song that we're going to be playing is Girls Your Age by Transviolet. Alright, that was once again Girls Your Age by Transviolet.
And up next we have our one love. Our true love, Stevie Nicks, the queen herself.
The better Stephanie.
So we're going to be playing Edge of 17.
And Stevie Nicks this year was named by Rolling Stone in the top 100 songwriters of all time. And just this year inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a solo artist. Before she was in there with Fleetwood Mac, but she finally got in on her own as a solo artist. So Edge of 17 was originally released in 1982, and her plan for this title was to use it for a song about Tom and Jane Petty, who she was very close with, but ended up using the title for a new song she wrote to express how she was feeling when her uncle passed away and when John Lennon was murdered in the same week.
Weird fact, John Lennon was murdered on my birthday. Obviously not the same year, I'm not a million years old, but December 8th. Thank you so much, John Lennon, RIP. So she said that White Winged Dove was meant to represent the spirit leaving the body. She said to John Lennon was like the dove of peace kind of thing.
She also found out later on after she wrote the song that the White Winged Dove also represented where her uncle lived and passed away. So she thought that was kind of something that was meant to be for the song as well. And there are a few lyrics too. There's one that says, "The days go by like a strand in the wind." And that's about how she felt the last few days of his life were, because she felt like she was with him for a good amount of time, but she felt like the last few days just went so quickly, and you get that feeling like you wish you had more time with them, but she felt like they just went by so fast. And her ability to sing such a sad story in such an intense and powerful way, which she felt, she said her feet never stopped moving when she was recording this, nor did the other people in the studio. So it's just a very interesting tone for the song.
You know what? Maybe if we get enough listeners, we could have her on the show.
Oh, yeah?
I'll talk about it one-on-one. Oh, yeah, give her a call, for sure.
I'll tweet her.
Yeah,
she'll,
for
she'll
sure.
Know, yeah, exactly. We have so, the same name, so.
Of course. I'm sure she'll be down.
So here we go. This is Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks. That was Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. Thank you to Evan Lanzaris for sharing that he discovered this song on Grand Theft Auto 4. That is, you're so cultured.
That's classic.
Yeah.
in 3, 2, 1, let's say how me and you discovered it already.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, School of Rock.
Yes.
Absolutely. That's when I first heard the song.
Me too.
That's when my my love for Stevie just ignited.
That's
a spark.
When this passion in my heart just developed.
Absolutely correct.
And I cried a little bit.
For sure.
And it was School of Rock, so I shouldn't have been crying.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also overwhelmed by Jack Black.
Yes.
So, you know.
Oh, Jack Black. Main guy. Also, shout out to Brittany Mark. That's my roommate. She's listening in as well. She said that song helped her clean her room because it's, you know, a little motivational, a little rock and roll.
I love to inspire, you know?
Exactly. We live to inspire. We're all here for the fans. We're doing it for you. The next song we're going to be playing is Oh No by Marina and the Diamonds.
Or just Marina now.
Just Marina now. She changed her name, but when I knew her in my heyday,
right,
it's Marina and the Diamonds.
When I used to text her, I had her name on my phone as Marina and the Diamonds.
We're just so famous.
I know. Anyway, music.
Here we go. Oh No.
That was Oh No by Marina. Only Marina now.
Only Marina.
It's
Wasn't that funky?
So funky.
So
love
funky.
That
fun. So, Marina and the Diamonds. I remember listening to that in middle school. That was a thing, wasn't it?
And I'm still listening to it now
because
I have not evolved.
No such thing. Evolution, fake.
Flat Earth, real.
This is going to be a conspiracy show instead.
Anyway,
music? You know
music?
What?
Music?
I guess so.
Okay.
For sure.
So we're going to be playing Canadian Queen Shania Twain.
Country goddess. The only country music I will ever truly, truly enjoy.
Yeah. Love a queen.
Mm-hmm.
It's You're Still the One by Shania Twain. Originally released in 1998.
Oh my
it
God,
was.
We were born that year. How gorgeous.
That makes us sound young. 90s kids, am I right?
Oh my God. Only listen if you're a 90s kid.
You only remember this song if you're a 90s kid. If you were born after that, you literally have never heard this song.
For sure.
Okay, good. Just wanted to clear that up.
Get that out
like,
there.
You think you know the song? You don't. It was her first top 10 hit in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and was nominated for 2 Grammys in 1999 and won 2 out of 4.
Nice. She really deserves it.
She deserved it. She should have got all 5, even though there was only 4. She should have got 5. It was co-written and produced by Mutt Lang, I believe is how you say his name, who she was dating at the time. And a lot of people criticized the relationship because of the age gap, and just people just thought she was too young to be in this committed relationship. So they were tired of people criticizing it and decided to write a song. And they proved everybody wrong, and they got married, and they lasted for 17 years. Until he had an affair with her best friend.
Ooh.
I love a happy ending.
Men, am I right? Sorry.
Shout out to all the men. We love men.
We love men.
So,
my God. Shania did not deserve that.
Shania, he did her dirty.
He really did her dirty.
At least the song still slaps.
Yeah, the song slaps. Sorry that you're not with him anymore, Shania, but I'm sure she's better off.
If you're listening, Shania.
Shania, we love you.
We love you. You deserve better.
Exactly.
There's a man out there who will treat you right.
If anything, we'll treat you right. We're here for
you.
Come
on our show, Shania.
Exactly. Shania.
Hi, Shania. So happy ending to this beautiful song, but you know what? The song still slaps. Also, just a fun fact, Harry Styles and Kacey Musgraves did a duet to this song this year, and it's nominated for the iHeartRadio Awards Best Duet. It's beautiful.
A pair I would consider.
Well, she opened for him.
Well, there you go. That's
so
just
there you go.
As much as I know about Harry Styles.
You wouldn't
Styles.
Be like
Sorry.
A country singer opening for Harry Styles. But
kind of weird.
She's pretty great.
That's good.
We're going to have some of her on here.
For sure. We'll
Whether
have
you
to.
Like it or not, I'm going to have her on
Female
here.
Female artists, is what we do.
Hi, Casey, if you're listening, we love you.
All right, let's play it. You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me,
Wow.
So beautiful.
You know what? Stephanie, you're still the one.
Rosalie? Thank you.
Oh, canceled.
I just want to tell everyone that Rosalie is crying right now because she loved that song so much.
Yeah,
and it's
such
so beautiful.
A beautiful song. I have tissues in here, man.
Shania, if you're listening, we're crying right now. We love you.
It's her fault.
Anyway,
she
music.
She really did that.
So the next song we're going to be playing is Make Me Feel by Janelle Monáe, which was just released this year. If it sounds like Prince, it's because he worked on it.
The guitar, the little, like, funk.
The little synth
The
riffs.
Synth?
Yeah.
My God. Now that, like, you actually showed me this song, like, what? 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Yeah.
And then you were like, it sounds like something, right? And I'm like, yeah, a little bit. And you told me, like, Prince did guitar synth. And I'm like, you know what? Sounds like Prince.
He was he was working on the song. So Janelle Monáe, if you're listening.
Oh my God, stop.
Great song.
Here we go. Here's Make Me Feel.
Make Me Feel. Yeah. Baby, don't make
me spell it out for you. All of the feelings. Ugh, wasn't that gorgeous? So ambient. It was like I was in the forest, but we're sitting in here.
We're in a room.
We're in a room. So next up is one of my oldest favorite girl band. Would it be a girl band if it's just two of them?
Girl duo?
Girl duo, duet.
Girl duet?
Pairing, yeah. I don't know.
Girl twins?
Exactly.
Wait, they're not twins either.
They're sisters. Allie and AJ, a lot of 90s to early 2000s would remember them.
You only know the song if you're a 90s kid.
For real. I remember listening to them on a Family Channel back in the day. Same thing as Hannah Montana, Cheetah Girls, that, you know.
We're going to have to play some Cheetah Girls on here, eh?
Oh, God, we'll have to. It's obligation.
Yeah, and again, if you weren't born in the 90s, you literally don't know this song.
Any 2000s babies, get out of here.
I just want to make that clear. You might think you know this song.
Oh, God.
You literally don't.
All right.
I'm joking, obviously.
Of course.
Or am I?
This EP that they released is called 10 Years. For good reason. It came out after the pair took a 10-year break from their music careers. As we know, they were very popular in the mid-2000s with their songs like Potential Breakup Song. What else was there? Like Whoa.
Like Whoa.
Like Whoa, that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to play them on the Disney Sing It game.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was the third sister.
Oh,
it was
really?
Allie, AJ, so it was a trio. And Stephanie.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, here we go. This song is called Take Me by Allie and AJ.
That was Take Me by Allie and AJ.
Some gorgeous 80s style, dreamy synth pop. Loved it.
Love a sister duo.
Exactly. Speaking of sisters, the next song we're going to be playing is Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves by Eurythmics and sweet, sweet goddess angel lady Aretha Franklin.
That was a flawless transition.
You know what?
I'm really proud of you.
I have to say I didn't plan that. It was just a very happy accident.
I could tell because you looked so happy when you said it.
Yeah, there was a wild look in my eyes.
So I was like, oh, she just thought of something.
You know what? It worked. You
it
really
did.
Helped me out there.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if I honestly think about my favorite female power song, it has to be this next one. There's one lyric to look out for, which actually like shook me. Like it sent me bad. Like I can't even, I'm speechless. They say, so we're coming out of the kitchen because there's something we forgot to say to you, which is insane. That really, it tore my wig right off. I was bald.
Can you believe that
they snatched
just
me.
Destroyed the patriarchy with one
snatched
line?
Snatched me.
My favorite female group is the Cheetah Girls, in case you were
oh
gonna
my God,
ask
stop.
Me.
We're not doing this right now. Here we go. Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, Eurythmics and Aretha Franklin. Now, wasn't that...
That was
funky.
Funky
fresh, man. So good. So good. So what we have next is Alanis Morissette. She...
Canadian queen.
She... You know what? We love Shania, but for me, I have to say Alanis Morissette is my queen.
She was just like what you felt in grade 8 when a boy didn't like you back.
You know what? She's the reason that I bought my Doc Martens. Terrible joke.
She's the reason I wear flannels.
Oh, God, for real. So we're going to be talking about her iconic album, Jagged Little Pill. Came out in 1995. This was Morissette's third studio album. However, this one was her first album that was a worldwide release. The other two were just released in her native Canada. Hell yeah.
And those are so funny, too, because they're the complete opposite of Jagged Little Pill. They are complete
poppy,
like,
yeah.
90s pop.
No, man. This is a genre. She created one of her own.
Oh,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean?
It's the Alanis. I'm not going to try and come up with a name right now.
Her lyrics throughout the album with major hits like Ironic and You Gotta Know touch on themes of anger and relationships, good and bad. Overall, this album is full of womanly angst and aggression, which was not normally themes that women would sing about. Her voice combined with the heavier instruments like electric guitar and a full drum kit really mixed to give the listener a connection with her emotions, and her anger easily translates. She is really a feminist icon who showed the world that it's more than okay for a woman to get angry, and frankly, it should be encouraged.
Oh, this album like sparked a huge debate around that because it was not supposed to be okay for women to get angry and frustrated. Like, they were supposed to keep their composure and, you know, be ladylike, which...
That's what I say to that. Absolutely not.
It's so funny, because when she was making this album, too, the producers kept telling her to get angrier and telling her that she wasn't angry enough, right?
I'm so glad she did.
So, shout out to those guys for telling her to get angrier.
For real. You know what? We're all grateful for her anger. So, let's do it right through you, Alanis Morissette. God, I just want to punch some drywall now, you know?
Yeah. You want to go for like a boxing class after this? Maybe chop down some trees. That just really, kidding. We love the environment.
That amped me up.
Yeah.
For real. Alanis, she always comes in clutch that way.
She makes me like, yeah, I want to kind of smash something.
Yeah, for real. Want to fight?
Yeah, let's go fight after.
Let's fight. Okay, we're going to take a short pause. We're going to go fight outside.
Come watch if you want. So next we're going to be playing a completely different tone. It's 1950 by King Princess, who's been getting a lot of attention in the past year for her LGBT
advocation for sure.
So the song is about, in her own words, like when she goes out in public with a girlfriend and they're suddenly acting colder towards her and afraid to show affection, as if they were in a different decade where being gay wasn't as acceptable like 1950, where queer love was only able to exist privately for a long time. Hence the lyric, I like it when we play 1950, as if they're pretending they're in a different decade. It also has to do with unrequited love, she says, so it's not something that only applies to people in the LGBT community. It's about somebody giving you the cold shoulder in public as if they don't want to be associated with you when it comes to actually being in public with them. And her lyric, I'm just a lady, was meant to be witty, she said, because she's really not. She's vulgar. She wears men's clothing, which goes against what typically would be expected of a lady. So she wrote that lyric sort of to be witty about that whole thing.
She's badass, man.
She's fantastic.
Have you seen the music video for it?
Yeah.
It's actually nuts.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's so gorgeous. So I love that girl.
Such a gorgeous song.
Yeah, so we're going to be playing 1950, and after that we're going to be playing Let My Baby Stay by Amandla Steinberg? Who apparently is dating King Princess. I don't know if they're still together.
Power duo, though.
Power duo, for real.
I hope they're still together.
She's the actress that played Rue in The Hunger Games, and she's also in The Hate U Give. She might be dating King Princess. We're not sure. Queens. No matter what. She covers Mac DeMarco's Let My Baby Stay.
Here we go. But I love it when you try to save me, cause I'm just a lady. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
So gorgeous.
So, we've come round.
Our last song is going to be Goddess by Banks. Rosalie, tell us about this song.
Oh my goodness, what can't I tell you about this song?
Oh wow.
This song is about a man mistreating a woman by trying to manipulate her, by putting her down, making her feel worthless or not good enough, when she, like all women, is a goddess. Yes. Gorgeous. Phenomenal song. Banks is an amazing artist. She has a very ambient sound. It's very electronic, her music, I'd say. There's not really a clear instrument that you can hear, which I think is super, super cool. All
right.
A lot of her songs sound similar in that way. We're definitely going to have her on the show again.
We're going to have her here?
In the studio, actually.
Okay, I'll text her after.
Absolutely correct. This is our last song we're playing. We're done. We're wrapping up after this.
Thanks for listening.
We're going to be back
next week,
same time.
Place, same time.
Exactly. 12, noon 30.
Noon 30
to 1:30.
1:30.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Have a beautiful night. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
What time of day is it? It's afternoon.
This has been From Venus.